In 1 Peter, I'll begin reading in chapter 1 in just a minute, while prayer. I want to focus upon that thought, the word precious. Precious. It's a very important word, very good word. And we're going to talk about how Jesus is precious. Precious means to be cherished, to be honored, okay, to be valuable, to be prized. Precious. It's a wonderful word. And Jesus is precious. He's precious. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts for life, for another day you've given us, another week we have had, and this is the beginning of another week. And God, I just pray, Lord, as we go through this next week, Lord, you will lead us and guide us. Thank you, dear God, today for these that have come together to assemble in your house today to worship you, to praise you. And God, we just ask you, Lord, as we come together, you meet with us. Yep, this, Lord, there'd be a meaningful day that we have in your house. And again, Lord, we lift up Brother Brian and his wife, his mother, his sisters, and all the family there now, Lord, that you will be with them in a very special way. Others in our church that are sick and hurting, I pray for them. I just pray, God, you will just strengthen their bodies and help them, Lord, to feel better and to be better. Lord, thank you now again for the Word of God that we have to open together. Lord, as we open, I pray, God, you will just give us enlightenment. May the Spirit of God be our teacher today as we focus upon Jesus and how precious he is. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In 1 Peter, chapter number 1, of course, we know that Peter is a writer here. He's writing because he's inspired of God. He's writing here to encourage and also to strengthen believers. All believers, not only the Jewish brethren, but also all Gentiles. He's writing for that purpose. He's writing because he's commanded by God to do this. He's also writing to feed the flock of God. We all need the Word of God, folks. We all need to be fed, spiritually speaking. And Peter's writing here to feed the flock, to feed the flock. We also see in doing this, he's preparing all believers for victory in their lives. We notice in Peter, 1 Peter and 2 Peter also, we find the word suffering a lot. Suffer. Suffering. It's mentioned some 15 times. And we need victory whenever we're going through suffering. We really do. But Peter here is trying to encourage the believers how we can have victory even in suffering. Even in suffering. So we see here, as he writes here, this wonderful passage of scripture here, he's doing this. Now look at verse number 1, chapter 1, and I want to begin reading with verse number 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Notice, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, received in heaven for you. Verse number 5, who are kept by the power of God. Now, who is the who here? Who is Peter writing to? Believers. He's writing to Christians. He says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Notice that word, if need be. If need be. There may come a time in our life, and there will in all of us probably, that we're going to go through some heaviness, trials and temptations and all these things in our life. And he's finding here, we're going to find out why we go through these things, why we go through them. He says here, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Why? Look at the next verse. Verse number 6 says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold. Why do we go through heaviness and sufferings and temptations? That the trial of your faith might become precious. Precious. The trial of your faith. What is your faith in? Your faith is in who? Jesus Christ, okay? That faith will become precious. We see our faith, first of all, the preciousness of it. It's precious. Your faith, listen. If you're a born-again child of God today, you know Jesus, your Savior, That is the most precious thing that could ever happen to you. It's the most wonderful thing that could have happened to you in your life. To know that I'm saved, I'm on my way to heaven. Jesus is my Savior. And the trials and temptations I go through, I must realize this. I'm going through because God is teaching me how precious my faith in Him is. Because I can look to Him. I don't have to look to the world. There's no way the world is going to help you when you go through trials. You know that? They can't help you. Somebody may speak to you and try to encourage you, but really the only encourager you have is the Lord Jesus Christ when you're going through manifold temptations and testings in your life. Notice it says that the trial of your faith being much more precious, it's more precious than anything you can go through or the temptation and trial in your life. More precious than of gold that perishes. Why? Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. We see here the possibilities of our trial, our trial here. The possibilities of our faith here, be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. This is the possibility of our trials. It might be found to the praise when Jesus comes. We've honored Him. God has made us help us go through it. Notice in verse number 8, who having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see Him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We see the person. Who is the person that you have not seen? Jesus Christ, the person. Our faith, we see the preciousness, we see the possibilities, we see the person is the Lord Jesus Christ. We see also here the practice in the last part, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. The trials of your faith, when you're going through these trials, your trial is precious. It's precious because it's increasing your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. More precious than the gold that purifies, that perishes. The gold is going to perish one day, but your faith in Jesus Christ will always be. It'll always be. Now, notice also, turn over to 1 Peter and chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the what? Precious. That's the word again. The precious blood of who? Christ. As of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. My, we could hang there for a long time. But we find here the preciousness of Christ. The preciousness of your faith. The preciousness of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now look over in chapter 2. Make it verse number 7. Chapter 2, verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe. What's those next three words? He is what? Precious. Notice he says, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. In other words, they're going to be destroyed, those that unbelief. But unto you that believe, Jesus is who? He's precious. He's precious. Now, the question is this. Why is He precious to those who believe? Why is Jesus precious to you? He said, because He died for me. He did so much for me. He saved me. And all these things, that's true. But why is He precious to you and to me? You know, the Christian today is unlike the rest of mankind. You know that? We're to be different. And if you are saved, you are different. Let's look at the condition of the Christian compared to mankind. When we're talking about the preciousness of Jesus to you and to me, we see, first of all, that you and I have been brought by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, into a position or into a mindset, a heart set of how valuable Jesus is. What He's done for you, what He's done for me. We've been made known that through the teaching and the preaching of God's word that we've heard. We're in a condition here as a believer. We're brought into that. It's kind of like food. You know, if you go 2 or 3 days without food, you begin to realize how valuable food is, right? If you go for a while and don't have no clothes, you don't have many clothes, and your clothes will wear out, and they eventually will, and somebody give you some clothes, you realize how valuable they are. You know what the saying is, we never miss what we got until it's gone. And that's true. Sometimes we take for granted what we have. The food, the clothes, the home we live in. If you didn't have a home to live in, and I didn't have a home to live in, we would realize how valuable a place to stay would be. Okay? If you got sick, and I got sick, and we needed medicine, and it wasn't available, we begin to realize how valuable medicine is. Amen? It's valuable, things we need. And you and I, as a Christian today, have been brought to that point in our lives through the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, to realize our condition and realize that we're lost and need to be saved. Most of the world hasn't come to this condition yet. They haven't arrived yet at that point in their life. You see, we see our soul, we realize, is the most valuable thing about us. And our soul is going to spend eternity either in heaven or hell. We've come to that condition. We've come to that point in our life that we understand this, you see. We must see that we're helpless, we're poor, and that we're dying sinners. The average person today in the world has not come to that point. They don't realize they're dying sinners. They don't understand that. You try to talk to people. Everybody's saved. Everybody goes to church. But the sad truth is the majority of people in the world today is lost. Majority of people in the world today are lost. We have no merit of our own. There's no way we could ever be saved ourselves. It's all because of Jesus. All because of Jesus, you see. Unless somebody helps us, we'll perish. Unless somebody helps people in the world, they're going to perish. We have the answer. The answer is Jesus. But the sad thing is, those people in the world have not come to that condition or that point in their life that they realize they need Him. They're lost, and they need to be saved. And that's what God wants us to do. That's our job, is to present the gospel, the fact that Jesus loves you. He died for you. We're to present the gospel. Jesus is precious to me because I've realized who I am, who I am. I'm a sinner. I'm lost. Without Him, I'll go to hell. But thank God I realize with Him, I don't have to go to hell. I'll go to heaven. And I can enjoy this life while I'm here. He gives us this abundant life on this earth, you see, that we can live for Him while we're here. One day live with Him throughout eternity in that place He's going to prepare for us. So we see here what Christ has done for us. He's precious. He's precious. Why is He precious to those who believe? First of all, because He saved us. I don't know of anything greater that could happen to a person in life to be saved. Certainly nothing more valuable than to be saved. I thank God for my wife. I love my wife. Thank God that God gave me a good wife. But I'm thankful more for my Savior, for Jesus. He saved me. That's why He's precious to me. Is He precious to you? Think about that, folks. If you weren't saved today, you're on your way to hell. What a sad state you'd be in, and I'd be in. But because of Him, because of Jesus, I'm saved. I'm saved. He's precious to me. He's more precious than anything on this earth, in this world I can ever have. He's precious. I hope He's precious to you today. He's precious also because He has sealed us. We're sealed by the Spirit of God. In Ephesians chapter 4, in verse number 30, the Bible tells us that. We've been sealed by the Spirit of God. I'll read that verse to you. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30. very familiar verse. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. We're not to grieve the Spirit of God because we're sealed by the Spirit of God until the day of redemption. It's been settled. It's been settled in my heart. The Holy Spirit lives within me. That's the seal, the Holy Spirit in me. I'm satisfied, folks, with Jesus. The question is he satisfied with me? Is he satisfied with me? So we see here, we're saved. We're sealed. He sustains us. He's precious to me. He sustains us. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. By who? Christ Jesus. He sustains us. He's precious, folks. Let's don't take for granted all that Jesus has done and is doing for us in our lives every day. Every day. Because often talking about witnessing, talking to people, we ought to do it every day. If he's where he ought to be in our life, we will. We will talk to people about Jesus. We really will. He's precious because he sustains us. Praise God, one day he's going to snatch us. We're going to all be caught up in the air. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17 tells us that. We're going to be snatched up to be with him. He's precious. He's leaving us here for a while, but he's not going to leave us here for long compared to eternity. He's going to snatch us up one day, and we're going to be with him. And we're going to be with him throughout eternity. Jesus is precious, folks. Say that with me. Jesus is precious. One more time. Jesus is precious. Is he precious to you today? If you're saved, I know he is. But let's just remember. Let's reflect back a little bit and see how precious he is to us. He saved us. Amen? He saved us. He sealed us. He sustains us in our life every day. And one day he's going to snatch us to where he is. We see Jesus is my best friend. He's precious to me. He's my best friend. I have friends on this earth, but Jesus is my best friend. He's my best friend. He's a friend at midnight. He's a friend in the daytime. He's a friend any time. He's always there. The Bible tells us he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Jesus is precious to me because he's my best friend. You say, I don't have a friend on this earth. Yes, you do. He's not living on this earth, but you have a friend while you're on this earth. That's Jesus if you're saved. He lives within you by the Spirit of God. He's my best friend. Why is he your best friend? Because I have committed literally the keeping of my soul. It's all resting upon my salvation in him. My soul is resting upon the salvation that he's given to me. I'm ready to keep his commands. I want to keep his commands. I want to do what he wants me to do because he's precious to me. I want to serve him. While most people want to disobey him. That's why sometimes we Christians look odd to the world. You know, you're odd today by being in Sunday school. Do you know that? As far as the world's concerned, you're odd. Well, thank God, I'd rather be odd for the Lord than to be like the world. I don't want to be like the world. I want to obey him because he wants us to be in his house. He wants us to be with God's people. We might grow in the Lord. See, he's precious. That's why you're here today, because you love Jesus. He's precious to you. You love him more than the world. You could be out there doing other things in the world today. This is a holiday weekend. You could be gone, and some people are gone. And I'm not condemning them that they are. I hope they're in church today, though. Whenever we take a vacation, just remember this. God's never on vacation. We ought to be in God's house. We ought to be in God's house. You see. We see also today, as we look at our best friend, he's the first among the thousands, 10,000. There's no one greater than Jesus Christ. He's the first. Solomon said that in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10. He's the first of all the thousands. He's the first. We see that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. That's why he's precious to me. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Only one. There's only one way. He's precious to me. He's precious to me. You know where somehow we could convince and convey the message to the world how precious He is to us? But I'm going to tell you, it's not going to just be by what we say. It's going to be how we live. How we live. Daily, walking with the Lord. Being where we ought to be. Preacher, a tremendous message last Sunday. Doing the right thing. Not doing what I want to do, but doing what we know we ought to do. All the time. All the time. Tremendous message. We see here, He's the only Savior. There's only one. I'm glad to know that I don't have to look for a second one, aren't you? My first Savior is the only one I want. He's the only one I need. Jesus Christ. He's precious to me. I hope He's precious to you. He's the only foundation. He's the only foundation. The Bible tells us, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's the only foundation. He's precious to me. I hope He's precious to you. Paul, turn over to Philippians chapter 3. Look at verse number 8. Paul gives his estimate of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 8. Begin verse 7. Paul gives his evaluation of Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 7. But what things were gained to me, though I counted loss for Christ, ye doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. What's Paul's evaluation of Christ? It's above everything. It's above everything. Everything in his life, we see that. So we see here how Paul evaluates him. He's precious to Paul. He's precious to you. I wish he was precious to more people in the world, don't you? I would. My prayer is for you and for me. Those of you especially that go show with him. One day, God will allow you to go to a house, knock on a door, and somebody come to the door and introduce yourselves and come on in, I need to talk to you. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Amen. That'd be a wonderful thing. To have the opportunity to know that somebody wanted somebody to talk to them about the Lord. Because you go out and you go out and you go out. And nobody has time. Nobody wants to talk about the Lord. Nobody wants to talk about Jesus. But as the songwriter put it, let's talk about Jesus. Because He's precious. He's precious to me. He's precious to you. And I'm glad today to know that the faith I have in the Lord Jesus Christ is the most precious thing on this earth to me. It's precious. His blood is precious, because without the shedding of blood, there is a remission of sin. It had to be His blood, the sinless, spotless blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to make it possible for you and I to be forgiven of our sins. Jesus is precious. He's precious, folks. I can't say that enough to you today to realize. No matter what you do in your life, what I do in my life, there's nothing that should supersede Him in our life. In our life. When we do, oh yeah, you can do it and go on living. But you're missing a blessing. You're missing the blessing that God wants you to have and He wants me to have. We will allow other things to take the place of being where God wants us to be, doing what God wants us to do. I'm thankful today to know that Jesus is precious. He is priceless to the believer. He's priceless. You can't put a price on Him. He's too valuable. There's nothing in this world that can compare to how precious He is, how valuable He is to you and to me. He's precious to me. I hope he's precious to you today. Notice he says, back over in Peter, where we were, chapter 2, verse number 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. He is precious. Folks, when we look at that verse, we must realize when we go out to talk to people about the Lord, that the reason he's not precious is them because they have never called upon him, they never believed on him, they never trusted him as their Savior. That's why they respond the way they do. That's why they say what they say, because they don't know him like you know him and like I know him. Therefore, we must realize the reason they do what they do is because they're lost. They need a Savior, just like you did and I did. And it's our obligation and our responsibility to go and tell. It's not our obligation to go and save, but it is our obligation to go and tell. God gives the increase. We just had to sow the word. Give out the word. Give out the word about the Lord Jesus Christ, how precious he is. If you're saved today, you're sealed today, you're sustained every day, and you're one day going to be snatched up to be with Jesus, he's precious to you. I know he is. Let's don't forget what he's done for us, folks, today. Let's don't forget that. Let's put him where he ought to be in our life, Lord of our life. Not if I have time, I'll go to church. Not if I have time, I'll do this for the Lord. But just do it. You know what I learned a long time ago? If I put the Lord first, no matter what it is, and I have other things to do, if I put the Lord first, all these other things that I want to do will also be done. It'll be done. If I spend time praying and just talking to the Lord a few minutes every day before I go out and do what I need to do, my day's much better. I can accomplish it much better, a lot more. Why? Because I put him first in my life. I want to put him first in my life because he's precious to me. I want him to know that he's precious to me. Not by just what I say, but by what I do. Of what I do in my life. May the Lord help us today. I want you to take a songbook. We're not going to sing. It's an amazing thing to me how they put this song in this book. It's precious to me. It's on page 234. Just look at the words of this song. So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. Do we do that? Do we do that? Do we praise him all day long? He says, to him in my weakness for strength I can cling. Praise God for that. There's many times we're weak, aren't we, in the flesh. We're weak spiritually, but we can cling on to him. We can cling on to him. I like verse number 2. He stood at my heart's door and mid sunshine and rain and patiently waited an interest to gain. What shame that so long he entreated in vain. Verse 3. I stand on the mountain, a blessing at last. No cloud in the heavens, a shadow to cast. His smile is upon me. The valley is past. I praise him because he appointed a place where someday, through faith in his wonderful grace, I know I shall see him, shall look on his face. For he is so precious. For he is so precious to me. For he is so precious to me. 'Tis heaven below, my Redeemer to know. For he is so precious to me. What a song, folks. What a song. What a message to know in this song, their songwriter here conveyed this message about how precious Jesus is to them. I trust today that as we look at this Memorial Day and see what people have done for our country, how people gave their lives for this country, for us, to have the freedom we have, remember this, Jesus gave his life for you. He gave it for me. That we could be, first of all, saved. And one day, we're going to be in a place where he has prepared for us. There'll be no sin, no sorrow, nothing like that's in this world. But Jesus has done everything for us. Say it with me one time. Jesus is precious. One more time. Jesus is precious. Don't forget that, folks. He's done so much for us. Father, I want to thank you today for loving us. I want to thank you for giving your son, him being willing to come to die on an old rugged cross, to shed his blood there, that we could become children of God. But Lord, we have to acknowledge something first. We have to realize that we're sinners, and Lord, that we're lost, and that we need to be saved, and we want to be saved. And then, Lord, when we put our faith in you, work that Jesus did, confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in our heart that God's raised him from the dead. The Bible says, with the heart, man believeth in righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And Lord, when we do that, and ask you to save us, Lord, we know you do. We thank you for that. Thank you we're saved. Thank you we're sealed. Thank you to God that you sustain us every day. And Lord, one day you're going to come and get us. And Lord, even that, help us to realize, Lord, that you've done so much for us. Lord, help us to realize that we're going to be different in this world if we be what you want us to be. God, give us the wisdom, give us the power, the strength, the wisdom, Lord, what we need in this world to be the Christian that we are to be. Lord, I thank you for our people here today. Again, Lord, I just pray, God, that we will realize how precious you are. Lord, help us. Burn in our soul, our bosom, Lord, today, that we might go out and tell someone else about Jesus and how precious he is. And he wants to be their Savior, too. Thank you now for this time. May the Word of God penetrate in our heart throughout this week. And God, help us to be a witness for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.